Oh, hello. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Have you ever been kayaking? If not, you may not even know what it is, at least not in English. Well, we're going to learn about this fun water activity in our lesson that's called kayaking. Now, there's a related sport called canoeing, and we'll learn about both in this first section called paddling sports. Now, our second part is called anybody and any body of water. What's that all about? Let's find out. Let's begin.
Kayaking. Paddle your way to health and adventure. With just a boat, a paddle, and a bit of water, people can wash away age and experience as barriers to fun and exercise in a kayak. Paddling sports. Activities that require a boat and a paddle are called paddling sports, and kayaking is one of them. Canoeing is another popular paddling sport, and one that is often confused with kayaking. But there are common distinctions. Sitting position is one. Kayakers sit on the floor of the boat, while canoeists kneel on it or sit on a bench. Also, kayak paddles have a blade on either end, but canoe paddles have them on only one end.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 kayaking 这个名词。Kayaking 是指 kayaking 这种运动。例如 ，Jason went kayaking in Australia. Jason 去澳洲玩 kayaking 了。如果去掉词尾的 ing kayak， 可以是名词，意思就是 kayaking。例如 ，The kayak was made of seal skin. 这艘 kayaking 是用海豹皮做的。Kayak 也可以当动词。例如 ，We kayaked to the mouth of the river in no time. 我们划 kayaking 一下子就到达了河口。继续我们看的是 distinction 这个名词 ,S-T-I-N-C-T 这个字根有突出的刺的意思。所以 distinction 是指区别或不同之处。例如 ,there are clear distinctions between the original painting and the fake one. 原画作和赝品有非常明显的差异。distinction 也指杰出或优秀。这个时候它就是一个不可数名词。例如 ,his amazing gift and devotion made Edward a scientist of distinction. 惊人的天赋以及投入让 Edward 成为了一位杰出的科学家。
Gabe, what on earth are you doing?
Rebecca.
Yes.
It's really hard paddling like this.
Oh, is that what you're doing? You're paddling?
Yeah, and one of the reasons it's so hard is because...I'm the only one paddling. You don't have a paddle.
I would love to help paddle. Do you have an extra paddle for me?
No, it's your turn to take over.
Oh, okay.
You can paddle. Okay, well, while you paddle, let's get started today learning about kayaking. Have you been kayaking, Rebecca?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, I have been kayaking many times. As a matter of fact, I've been kayaking in the river, in the ocean, just on a lake...Many places.
Okay.
I have been kayaking.
Well, I've been kayaking too, and I think we have a little problem here because I think that our paddles are a little bit, it's not the correct paddle for kayaking.
Gabe, this isn't a paddle.
No, that looks like a cricket bat.
I don't know what on earth this is, so no wonder you were having a hard time paddling and you're probably really tired now because...This is not a paddle.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, not at all. Well, friends, as Gabe mentioned, we are going to be talking about kayaking today. So, I hope you have your paddle, because it's time to paddle your way to health and adventure. Except we don't have a paddle.
Well, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Paddle your way to something. Okay, that's a fun way of saying...You're going to use paddling, you're going to get into a kayak, because you need a paddle when you kayak, and you're going to do this to a certain degree. You're going to do it so that you can have health and adventure, okay? It's good exercise, and it's a good chance for adventure as well.
Mm-hmm.
So paddle your way to something, or to verb your way to something. What's another good way to use that kind of phrase?
Gosh, this paddle is dangerous. It has, like, little pieces of wood sticking out. Anyway, as you were saying about, you could also say, write your way to success. If you're a good writer, you might want to spend some time writing, and you just might become a successful writer.
If you're a student, you need to study your way to good grades. If you're working in the office, you want a promotion, you need to work your way to a promotion. Okay, well, of course, our lesson's talking about paddling our ways to health and adventure. With just a boat, a paddle, and a bit of water, people can wash away age and experience as barriers to fun and exercise in a kayak. And that's another way of saying that age and experience might be a barrier to a lot of people. A lot of people might think, oh, I'm too old to do this, or I don't have enough experience to do this. But those should not be a barrier for this kind of experience.
Well, our next section is called paddling sports. I know you are probably wondering what sports require paddling. Well, we're going to find out. Activities that require a boat and a paddle are called paddling sports, and kayaking is one of them. Canoeing is another popular paddling sport and one that is often confused with kayaking. Let's stop for just a moment and let's talk about this phrase, to confuse something with something else. This is just another way of saying that you mix them up. You might think that canoeing is the same thing as kayaking, but it's not.
That's right. Actually, I was looking up in a Chinese-English dictionary for kayaking, and actually it came up with the same definition as for canoeing, which is pi hua ting, and it could be either kayaking or canoeing, but friends, as our lesson says, they are different things. Don't confuse kayaking and canoeing. You could use this phrase in other ways. Don't confuse listening with hearing. You could hear somebody say something, but does that mean you're really listening to what they're saying?
Make a good point. As a kid, many people used to confuse me with my older sister, Amanda. They would call her Rebecca, and they would call me Amanda because we look a lot alike. But there were definitely some clear distinctions between the two of us.
Well, let's talk about some of the distinctions between canoeing and kayaking. Okay, so sitting position is one. Kayakers sit on the floor of the boat while canoeists kneel on it or sit on a bench. Okay, so it looks different for one. And of course, as you just saw, there were people sitting in the kayak and there's someone kneeling here in the canoe.
I hear someone who kayaks called a kayaker, and someone who rides in a canoe called a canoeist. Well, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to answer this question, so let's go there now.
Both kayaking and canoeing are paddle sports, but someone who kayaks is called a kayaker, while a person who canoes is called a canoeist.
So why does one word use the suffix IST and the other ER? Is there a rule to help determine which suffix to use when forming a word that denotes a person that performs a particular activity?
Well, we're sorry to say there's no rule. These are different words with different origins altogether. If a word's origin is from Greek or Latin, the suffix IST would be used. If the origin of a word is from Old English or Germanic, then the suffix ER is used.
Still, do not despair, friends. While there's no hard rule, there are certain patterns that we can refer to. The suffix IST is generally added to denote those people in scientific, artistic, or medical professions, for example. Violinists, dentists, chemists, therapists, linguists, and artists.
And the suffix ER, on the other hand, is generally added to denote unskilled or semi-skilled job holders like driver, carpenter, plumber, roofer, waiter, and teacher.
I'm not sure about that last one, Ken. Well, friends, these are, of course, just patterns, and there are many exceptions. You know, I'm certain canoeing requires less skill than teaching.
英文有一些单字后面加上特定的字尾就可以形成从事某种行业的人, 像IST这个字尾, 通常表示从事科学、医学、音乐以及艺术方面的专业人士, 例如violinist, 小提琴家, dentist, 牙医师, chemist, 化学家, therapist, 医疗治疗学家, linguist, 语言学家, 另一个字尾呢是ER, 这个字往往用来表示不需要特别技能或训练的工作, 像driver, 驾驶, waiter, 服务生, plumber, 水电工, roofer, 屋顶工, 还有 teacher, 老师。 其实这并不算是一个规则, 因为有很多例外的例子, 而且人要如何表示, 往往取决于一个字的起源, 通常一个源自希腊文或拉丁文的单字, 后面会用IST来表示人, 而源自古英文或日耳曼语的单字, 比较会采用ER的字尾来表示人。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, we're learning about kayaking today. In Chinese, you might call it pi hua ting. Have you ever been kayaking? It's kind of fun. And don't think that age or experience should stop you from experiencing something fun and healthy like kayaking. Now, we already talked about some of the differences between kayaking and canoeing. Of course, in kayaking, you sit down and the paddle looks a little different, okay? There are oars on either side. There are blades on either side of a paddle for a kayak. Well, friends, we're going to learn more about kayaking in this next section, so let's get started.
Kayaking. Anybody and any body of water. Within kayaking, there are a variety of styles that require different levels of skill and fitness. Anyone can enjoy recreational kayaking, most often paddling on a lake or perhaps a gentle river. Whitewater kayaking, in which boats travel down rough rivers and even over waterfalls, is much more extreme. Surf kayakers must be both resolute and talented as they ride waves on the open ocean.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 whitewater 这个名词。 Whitewater 是指白色的水, 意思就是水势湍急激起白色波浪, 所以 whitewater 就是指急流。 例如, whitewater rafting is a popular activity for tourists in 花莲, 伴舟在花莲是很受到游客欢迎的活动, 或者是 many kayakers come to this whitewater river to test their skills, 许多玩kayaking的人都来到这个水势湍急的河流来试试他们的技巧。 最后我们看的是 resolute 这个形容词, resolute 是指坚决的、刚强的或者是不动摇的。 例如, the troops' resolute action was the key to their victory. 这支部队果断的行动是他们制胜的关键。 如果要说明在哪件事上坚决的话，是用and这个接续词。 例如, the strikers are very resolute in their refusal to accept their employer's offer. 这些罢工者对老板提出的条件断然拒绝。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we are going to get started with the next section right away, and it is called Anybody and Any Body of Water. You see those two words in this section? They look very similar. Anybody, anybody, they're spelled the same, but they sound different.
Okay, well, of course, anybody, that's referring to anyone, anybody. But the second one is two words, and we usually use it when we're talking about a body of water. Now, what's a body of water? That is a lake or a river or an ocean. These are all different bodies of water. So anybody can go kayaking on any body of water.
Ah, exactly. And of course, you could say anybody can dance. Anybody can go to the beach. What is your favorite body of water? Are there any bodies of water around here?
Okay, well, friends, if you want to go kayaking, you can go. Anybody can go anywhere, okay? Anywhere where there is water. We read, within kayaking, there are a variety of styles that require different levels of skill and fitness. Well, that makes sense. So you could just go for fun, and maybe that doesn't require much skill at all. But, of course, there are other ways of doing kayaking that might be a little more challenging.
And we read, anyone can enjoy recreational kayaking, but are most often paddling on a lake or perhaps a gentle river. And that's actually the type of kayaking I have done, is recreational kayaking. We actually own a couple of kayaks. My parents own a couple of kayaks back in the States.
Oh, is that so?
It is so, as a matter of fact. And so whenever we felt like taking our kayaks out, we would just put the kayaks in our car. Actually, I have several funny stories, but this one in particular, we would just put the kayaks in the car, and one time as we were driving down the road, they actually fell out of the back of the car, like the trunk.
You lost the kayaks?
Yes.
On the road?
The kayaks on the road.
So the kayak should have been in the water, but it was on the road.
Yeah, that's because we didn't use the right form of transportation to take the kayak from our house down to the water.
Okay, well, it's cool that you guys had kayaks. Mm-hmm. I've only been kayaking once or twice in my life. I was in Yosemite going kayaking on the lake close to Yosemite. But I would love to go again, and that's kind of an easier way of kayaking, going on a lake, a gentle lake or a river. However, we continue whitewater kayaking, in which boats travel down rough rivers and even over small waterfalls, is much more extreme. And if you have your magazine with you, you notice this guy is also doing some whitewater kayaking, okay? So, you know, Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
His expression on his face.
Yeah, I think he looks very concerned.
Yeah, what do you think he sees?
I think he sees a waterfall up ahead. He did not realize that there was a big waterfall coming, and all of a sudden, he sees it, so he's very concerned.
Yeah, it looks, he's got this expression on his face like he just saw his ex-girlfriend ahead or something like that. I would be scared, too.
Oh, Gabe.
Well, you know what? Whitewater kayaking also sounds like a lot of fun, but I think I would want to practice a little bit before I did something like this.
You know, Gabe, there was this other experience I had going kayaking on the ocean. It was my birthday. I was very excited to go kayaking, but the waves were really, really, really strong.
Oh.
Really big waves. And so I had gotten out of the kayak. The wave came. It pushed the kayak way up, straight in the air, and then the kayak came down and hit me on the head.
What?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. So kayaking is a lot of fun.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that was years ago. That was years ago. A long time ago.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, anyway, friends, kayaking is a lot of fun, but it can be dangerous. I saw that. So
yeah.
You do have to be careful.
Yes, yes. You do have to be careful. Well, I see another word here in this last sentence I would like to talk about. Surf kayakers must be both resolute and talented as they ride waves on the open ocean. Okay, so if you are resolute, that means you are determined to do something. You've already made up your mind that you're going to do it.
Ah, that's right. And Philip is resolute in his desire to participate in the race. He is not going to give up. Even though he hurt his foot, He is resolute. He is going to participate.
That's right. And if you are resolute, you say things like will or must. I will do this or I must do that. Of course, at New Year's, people make New Year's resolutions. That's another form of this word. You resolve to do something. You're determined to do it. And friends, if you have a goal or a dream and you are resolute, it will happen.
And I hope that you are resolute to study English because your English is improving. Well, right now it's time for something really funny.
Huh?
The review skit.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 the
review skit.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it sure is.
Hey, so let's get a boat and a paddle.
A boat and a paddle?
Yes, let's paddle our way to health and adventure.
No thanks. I'm too old for that. And besides, I don't have any experience.
Wash away those barriers to fun and exercise.
Wash away the barriers? But how?
With a boat, a paddle, and a bit of water.
All right, let's try a paddling sport. Let's go kayaking. Let's rent a canoe.
No, wait. Canoeing is another sport. It's often confused with kayaking.
Oh, well, what are the distinctions?
So, sitting position is one difference. Kayakers sit on the floor of the boat.
Oh, well, canoeists kneel on the floor or sit on a bench?
Right. Also, kayak paddles have a blade on both ends. Canoe paddles have only one.
But isn't kayaking dangerous?
Whitewater kayaking can be. Boats travel down rough rivers and even over small waterfalls.
Oh, that sounds extreme.
Yeah, and surf kayakers ride waves on the open ocean.
Oh, they must be resolute and talented and very brave.
That's right, but anyone can enjoy recreational kayaking, huh?
Well, can we kayak on maybe a mild lake or a gentle river?
Of course.
Oh, well then let's give it a try.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited.
Let's go kayaking.
Yes.
Well, Rebecca, you like kayaking. I think you will enjoy the kayak we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, I think you're right, and I think you will too, friends. So don't miss out on tomorrow's lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.